San Diego.
Joe Alcoholic. Very grateful to be here. Very grateful to be sober. Congratulations, Kip, for the 1 year. I think one of the blessings of this program is, you know, being able to see guys in this room that are, you know, grow up due to this program. And I'm just a little, I got sober just a little before Kip, but I was able to see him, you know, work this program. And, you know, a lot of changes have been made. And, I have a sponsor. My sobriety date is September 3rd, 2012. Very important date. So pretty much for me, I hope to get into a lot of what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. Pretty much it's growing up. Like I kind of differentiate myself between my brothers because I have two other brothers. We're really close. We're all a year apart. But I was always kind of like the outsider compared to them. I was always, you know, going above and beyond, you know, when it came, like they were always, you know, like homebodies. And I was always out and about, you know, just trying to get that solution, which I ended up finding later on with, you know, drugs and alcohol. And, you know, as soon as I started drinking, you know, it was just, that was the solution I was always looking for. And, you know, why would I ever want to stop that? Well, you know, it kind of just progressed and, you know, just got worse and worse. Like you hear, you know, pretty much every story I hear of, you know, and it just got to the point where, you know, I either accepted spiritual help or, you know, go to the bitter end. And, you know, for me, it was the bitter end was right around the corner. You know, my axes were probably going to take me out. I was never really, you know, one of those, you know, homebody drinkers. I was always, you know, getting drunk and hopping in the car or, you know, once I sold my car because I, you know, I always had a plan, you know, like I always had a plan like, oh, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And, you know, I could either stay sober or, you know, this is going to work out, guys. I promise. And I was always so persuasive whether it was, you know, after I got two DUIs, you know, I said, I'll never drink and drive again, you know. And as soon as I started drinking, you know, there's no choice whether I drink or whether I drive or not. I can't control my actions. I can't control how much I'm going to drink or what's going to happen or whenever I'm going to stop. And so I figured if I sold my car, you know, maybe I just won't drive. So I purchased a bicycle, and, you know, I figured that was, you know, the easy commute. But as soon as I started drinking, I'd get on that, and, you know, there was a night where I got stopped by the cops, and I, you know, my bike was in the middle of the road, and I was just sitting on the sidewalk, and, you know, I guess it, you know, wasn't that big of a deal. I kind of, you know, sweet-talked my way into being able to walk home, but it just kept getting worse and worse. That was just, you know, I would get, you know, 30, 60 days sober because I always wanted to get sober, but I wasn't really, you know, until I got desperate, I was never really willing to put the work in because, you know, my mind always, you know, tells me what I need to do and, you know, what I need to do, you know, typically hasn't worked out too well. And so I got, you know, somewhat desperate and, I ended up going to the local sanitarium, you know, out in Campo, and, you know, once again, I was willing, but, you know, not too willing, and, you know, I always said I'll do whatever it takes to get sober, but, you know, for some reason, a week down the line, you know, I can just kind of, you know, do this and that, and it never really worked out too well, so... After 60 days at the Freedom Ranch, I decided to move into a sober living and, you know, only lasted like 65 days. And, you know, the whole time I was there, they were always talking about, you know, the phenomenon of craving, the allergy. And, you know, I told them they were all full of it. I was like, there's no way, you know, you guys are, you know, bringing up these scientific equations and there's no way that I have this. And I realized after taking that first drink that I physically could not stop until the wheels fell off. And that's what happened every single time. You know, after that, I thought, you know, I could just take Anabuse and, you know, smoke pot and, you know, and, there, And really, at the time, it's like, it's funny I think about this now, is I don't think I could persuade anyone in this program that I could do that and it would work. But I could persuade myself, you know, so well that I'd be able to do it. You know, I tell my parents this, and even though I've never heard of anyone taking any alcoholic taking anabuse and not being able to pick up that first drink, and that's what happened. Is I took it. I got 90 days on the marijuana maintenance, and there came a time and place, and you know, even knowing the doctor told me, he said, you know, if you drink on this stuff, Joe, you know, you're going to get violently ill and, you know, you could even die. And I've learned in this program, there's no mental defense. If I don't put a God, if I don't, you know, put this program in between me and the next drink, I'm getting drunk. And so I drank on it and I got violently ill. And you know, drinking took me to, you know, pretty crazy, strange places. I, you know, end up south of the border, or, you know, I'd be away. I would always like to, you know, mix it with other drugs because I don't want to stop drinking. I don't want to pass out. You know, I just want to keep it going for a few days. And it took a year and a half, 2 years of that, you know, for me just to get broken down, just to, you know, to be willing to do whatever it took. Finally, I ran out of plans. So I woke up in detox, you know, for the second time, and pretty much I was so broken and, you know, like I said, out of plans. And I told my parents, you know, I told myself, I'll do whatever it takes to get sober. And for once, I meant it, and I actually did something about it. And I got out of detox, and I got myself into a structured program where, you know, they pretty much, just all they did was introduce me to AA. And by doing that, I worked the steps, and, you know, as a result, I was given that spiritual experience, and that's kind of what's driven me to do what I do in AA. Like, I took suggestions, you know, I didn't really want to get a commitment, but I really did not want to drink, and, like, there's little things, like, I got a coffee commitment, even though I kind of forced myself into the fellowship, even though I didn't want to, you know, I really didn't want to talk to you people, I mean, you know, to be quite honest. And, I changed. I mean, I've only been sober for, you know, 15 months, but a lot has happened in, you know, the past 15 months. You know, luckily I didn't lose the support from my family, but, you know, they're always kind of there. There's like little, like my brothers were really close, but, you know, towards the end, like they, like one of my brothers, like the worst, you know, the worst thing I ever have to hear was, you know, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear from you again. You know, just don't even call me. You've pretty much lost your trust. And, you know, just recently, that same brother, you know, just asked me to, you know, to be one of the groomsmen for his wedding. And it's just the little things like that that have, you know, just happened to me, you know, getting a job, like all these things that I don't know. I was broken when I got into this program. And, you know, by working the steps and, you know, letting God do the work, I mean, it's, you know, things have started to work out. And, yeah, I pretty much, I got a few commitments, you know, like, I didn't think anything was possible. Like, I don't know, it's, every day is, you know, a new day. Like, before I got into this program, like, my life was unmanageable, you know, with or without alcohol. Like, I suffer from that spiritual malady where if I don't do something, you know, I just don't think right, you know, and, I don't know. I'm truly thankful for meetings like this. I'm, you know, thankful for everyone being here. I really could not do this without any of you guys. And I thank you. I thank Larry for having me speak tonight. That's all I got. Yeah.